Hey everybody, welcome to Radish on the Runway. I'm about to bring in a great guest. Her name is Tierra Verse. She's a designer, a photographer, and of course she is plant-based. So before I bring her on, I need you guys to go ahead and subscribe to this YouTube channel. And if you are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, go ahead and subscribe to those platforms as well. All right, let's bring her in. Good morning, Tierra. How are you? Welcome to Radish on the Runway.
Good morning. I am doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Look, I am loving this turban you're wearing, girl.
Thank you.
You are so adorable.
Oh, thank you. You are too.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having me today.
Oh, no problem. So guys, Tierra and I, we are really great friends. We've been knowing each other for like over a decade, right?
Yeah. It's been a while and so wonderful. I am so glad I have you in my life. It's just, it's been wonderful.
How did we meet? Was it at a fashion show or something like that?
Yes, I believe we met at for the first time at Dangerous Curves Ahead.
That's Tamika, guys, from Chi-Town Vegan.
Yes. So we've been like thick as thieves since then.
Yes, I love it. So right now we're going through a pretty strange time, right? You know, we have the whole COVID situation. So how are you dealing with just, you know, staying at home and not being able to get out as much as you used to?
You know, I would say, okay, so the first month or so, I was like, you know, okay, this was, you know, okay, but okay, like, I need to get out. You know, I was trying to break out. But even though I am still ready to get out of the house and go on vacation and just get to some kind of normalcy, I've been kind of embracing it. My newfound love for like cooking.
Yeah.
It's how I've been like handling, you know, doing things. And then of course, you know, spending time with family to try and like, you know, zone out all of what's going on in the world right now.
Right. Quick question, since we're talking about family, what is your take on the kids going to school in the next 6 or so weeks?
I think that that's the most craziest thing. You know, I just feel like, you know, the cases are going up and down. And I don't know if I feel completely comfortable with my child going, you know, back, especially since she's so young. You know, I just feel as though if they're going to send people back to school, it should be people that, you know, is going to be responsible or that has some kind of conscience of, you know, the seriousness of what's going on right now.
Right.
So, you know, if you're going to do it, maybe college students or, you know, or even at the youngest, high schoolers.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have someone that's 6 years old. She's going into first grade.
And she's adorable.
You know, she's... Thank you. And, you know, they're younger. So, you know, kid, you know how kids are. It's just, you can't really, you're not there to be able to say, hey, make sure you wash your hands.
Right.
Make sure you don't touch this person. Make sure you keep your distance. I have a hard enough time keeping her with a mask on, you know, when we're out with each other. So I don't know how a teacher is going to be able to control her and doing that, you know? So,
absolutely.
But yeah, I just think that we need to reevaluate that for sure.
So Ade, little Miss Ade, in 6 weeks, she would be getting homeschooled, I'm sure of that, if they do go back.
That's actually, it's so funny that you said that because I've been talking with my mom and my husband, like, I have to try and see, you know, what I can do to, you know, like, get certified and all of that good stuff, because I'm like, I would rather her be at home with me, you know, living, breathing, and safe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. I am in agreement. And if I had a child, I would be doing the same thing. Yeah, and I know, Tierra, that you've also been at home with, like you said, hanging out with your daughter and being with family. You also did like a painting session with her. Like, tell me about that, because that was like the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. So, okay. So that actually, that was so much fun actually when I sit back and think about it. But yeah, that actually came about because I was trying to figure out different ideas, different things to do just with her in general, but she just turned six. And okay. So I was like, okay, I got to come up with something. So I already had like, you know, different things lined up for her, but that was the one thing that I wasn't able to do right away for her birthday because it was raining. Then, you know, some things, you know, had transpired the next week, I think, with maybe the weather or something was bad or something like that. But, you know, I was just like, okay, well, I have to do this with her because I had bought all the stuff. And I got the idea from actually a girlfriend of mine. She posted up inside her home, like, you know, her family had did this paint session. And she sent me whatever, you know, she wasn't using and went to the store and got me some extra stuff for her. So I like, you know, merged that stuff with the stuff that I had bought already, set her up at the back, and she absolutely loved it. I pre-sketched out the designs of everybody's painting. So I did a woman's figure and a cute little dress for myself. I did for her, I think, a butterfly, or maybe it was a flower. It was a flower.
Aww.
And then for my husband, I did like a heart with a crown on the side or whatever. So we all had different paintings, but I just was like, this is something fun for us to do because, you know, we're all still quarantining. I know that she was definitely getting like really emotional here and there because she wasn't going back to school. And you know, she's not able to be around her friends or even go to, you know, the museum or the park or anything. So I was like, this is something cute. And she absolutely loved it.
Guys, I saw the video and the video was just absolutely adorable. Boy, it was so cute. I just thought it was so well thought and creative and just a great idea to do with your kids during this time.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I would suggest for every person that's stuck in the house with their family, and you know, even after this is all over with, that's something good to implement. You know, maybe like, you know, a weekly, not a weekly, but maybe a monthly, or even biannually, should I say?
Yeah.
thing for you to do, because you know, you can get your creativity out and just be social with one another and just, you know, love on each other while you're painting and doing something fun.
I love it. That was such a great idea.
Yeah.
So we're not going to talk about this too that much, but this whole racism and all of this that we're going through, how are you dealing with all of that?
Yeah. You know, I'm just taking it day by day. It's just like, I have to, a lot of times, just step away from, you know, social media or the news, because it's just like, it's so much, you know. It's just like, you hear about things that your grandparents went through, or, you know, maybe even your aunts and uncles and stuff like that. And it's just like, I couldn't even, you know, it's just like, you know, it's like a naive way of thinking, but I couldn't have fathomed that the way things are going in today's age, like, I can't even believe them. And especially, you know, for it to escalate, you know, the way it has within the last, you know, month or so, actually, even the last, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years, but especially within this last month, you know, I just was like overwhelmed. And it's just like, to know that, you know, my grandparents went through, you know, and saw things like this, I didn't think that I'd be dealing with this in my daughter would be experiencing these kind of things in 2020, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
It's just, it's nonsense, and it's just like, I just think that people need to be have a little bit more compassion and empathy and sympathy for people, you know? And just see what's going, see what it is that that's going on, where our Black men and women and children are getting harmed just because of color of the skin.
You really mentioned a great point by saying getting off of social media and stop watching some of the news, because that could really, really drain you. What have you been doing to kind of keep you sane throughout this time? Because you got it's been an awful year. I'm just going to be honest. It's been an awful year.
Yeah.
And what have you been doing to keep it positive and, you know, make sure your mental state is up to par?
Well, you know, just maybe, you know, not, I think what it is just making sure that you spend that time, that quality time with your friends and family, finding things that you love to do. So for me, like I said earlier, I've been, you know, cooking. So that's been something that I can kind of, you know, get excited about and, you know, wrap my head around that to kind of escape and stuff. Even also getting my daughter to join in and help me, and even my husband. But just really honestly just spending quality family time as much as possible, because I will hope that we're not going to be stuck in the house for too long. But, you know, while we are, you know, this is really honestly like a treat, because my husband is usually, you know, out working. So it's kind of hard for us to really get that time with each other. But now we have like all the time in the world to spend with each other. So I've been doing that.
I love it. I love it. And during this time of being home, you have been so busy making masks. And these masks are just like upscale, beautiful masks. So tell me about that. You're like, I'm sure after this video, you will be going to your sewing room. Getting back to those masks. So tell me how that's been going.
That has been really like, wow, you know, it's good to be able to, you know, able to do something for the community, but, you know, also be able to provide for my family. I couldn't even believe that this would have been such a big thing, you know, this year. You know, I started off with just making a few of them, you know, and not even necessarily to sell or anything, but to give them out to my close loved ones. And it just kind of like branched off from there, whereas people saw that I did, you know, a couple masks for, you know, my close friends and family. And they were like, hey, I want one. So, you know, I just tried to make them cute, affordable, and fashionable at the same time. But yeah, it's still, you know, it's still going. And you know, I'm just really appreciative and grateful for all the people that have supported me, but I'm also wishing and praying that everybody continues to stay safe.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you're definitely doing your part in helping us stay safe. Also, just to let the audience know, you make like a matching set with your mask as well, correct?
Yes. Yes, I do. So I have, of course, just the, you know, the basics of whether you want to print, sequence, solid, whatever mask. But I also have it paired up with my turbans. So I actually have one that matches this one that I have right now. But then also I have a head tie. So like if you don't want a full turban, you can do like just like maybe like a cute little head tie on the side.
Oh, I love it. And they're absolutely gorgeous. And we'll make sure that we give you guys the link to her website so that you can make your purchases. So, Tierra, tell me, how did you get into fashion? What inspired you to become a fashion designer?
Well, you know, I always tell this story to people, and it's like, it's so crazy that your kids are watching you. So my mom actually is in the beauty industry. So she's a licensed cosmetologist, and my dad, he's the artist by trade.
Yes.
But yeah, so he's designed before, he sketches and all of that. So I've naturally just kind of always been into some kind of art form since I was, you know, a little girl.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I was in high school where I kind of like honed in on, okay, what do I want to do? I didn't realize that I wanted to, you know, go to school to be a fashion designer, but I knew I wanted to be in that industry some way, but I didn't know that that's what I was going to get a degree in.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been involved with it for all my life in some sort of fashion, and I've never let it go. I just enjoy it. I just enjoy being able to express myself through clothing and, you know, accessories and all that good stuff. And I love how other people are able to express themselves, because everyone is an individual, and I love it.
Yeah. How would you define your style of clothing?
My style of clothing, I would say it's definitely sexy.
Yes.
It's classic and timeless.
I agree. I have so many Love Versus outfits in my closets. Tiara has designed so many outfits, custom-made outfits for me. She did two pieces for Full Figure Fashion Week 1 year.
Yeah.
She's done one for a gala, if I'm not mistaken. She's just done so much, and her pieces are original. They're very feminine, and they're when you wear a Love Verse piece, you feel like $1 million. You really, really do.
Oh, so your fashions so are amazing. That.
Yes.
Thank you.
Guys, their family, Tiara's family, is absolutely amazing. I just have to mention them in this interview. There was no way I wasn't going to mention your mom, your dad, your sister, because they're the sweetest people, not only that, but they're also very talented. Her sister, Ashanti, she does my makeup for clients as well. So, I mean, when you come to the Versus family, you're going to a family that is very artistic and talented. So,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And not only do you design, but you're also hired photographers. So tell me how you got into photography as well.
Yeah, so I've always kind of liked capturing pictures of other people. I just like that sense of, you know, taking pictures of people while they're just doing their own thing, like, so in the moment pictures.
Yeah.
So I've always kind of done that, and I've always wanted to be behind the camera. So not necessarily the person in the photos, but, you know, I always just love just, you know, the beauty of people. So that was that. But I think when I really started really taking it seriously is when I started wanting to take professional pictures of my garments. And at the time when I first started designing, I was just like, well, I don't know if I can really afford to, you know, spend money on a photographer. So what are the ways that I can, you know, actually maximize and building my brand and taking pictures? So I'm like, well, I love taking pictures. I've done, you know, maternity shoots before, you know, and just for fun of it. It wasn't even like a paid gig. It's like, you know, family members, oh, can you take pictures? So I was like, well, let me just research. So I kind of like started doing research on, you know, things, tools that I needed. And it just, you know, started branching off like that. So I kind of like, you know, grabbed onto it. And so now, even though that's not my main focus for business, it still is a really good source of income for my family because it's word of mouth. So,
right. You
know, I have so many people, like, even if it's not a photo shoot, it may be an event, and people have heard from me, oh, you were so sweet, you were so nice at this event, you know, can I get you to come to this? So
yeah.
I can't even believe believe how many people I had, you know, within the first year of me actually really trying to do photos, that I had gotten all these clients in 1 year, because I was like, wait a minute. I was like, this is not what I went to school for, but people love it. I'm pretty good at it. So I'm going to continue doing it.
I know that's right. Well, you are amazing at that as well.
Yeah, thank you.
And you've done some shots of me, as also one of my favorite shoot was when I had the locks in my hair. That was one of my favorites.
Yes. Oh, yes. That was my favorite too.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
So, Miss Tierra, you have made a huge transition this year, and you've become plant-based. And I want to know, what made you say, okay, now is the time that I go plant-based? What was that thing in your head that was like, okay, it's time?
You know what? So, I started this in the end of 2017. That was my first initial, you know, shot at it. And, you know, I started off with that. I was a little under the weather. So I was like, well, let me just take a little, you know, dab into, you know, plant-based lifestyle. And my initial idea was, okay, do this, get better. And then if you decide to, not that I was planning on, but if you decide to dibble in a little, you know, maybe mac and cheese or maybe a little meat here and there, then you can do that.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, I'll do this. But it had been going strong for about, I think, 3 or 4 months. But then somewhere in between there, I just kind of like fell off the bandwagon. Gained all like the weight that I had lost, even though that wasn't necessarily my goal to lose weight. But I, you know, gained all the weight that I had lost and more. And so I just felt like I was just feeling like a little bit, you know, depressed about gaining weight. You know, but it was also, I felt like it was just all this stuff that I was just taking in, because I just felt like I was like just being, I don't want to call it being gluttony, but it just, I just was just like taking in so, so much, you know, food, just eating, just to be eating, you know, and stuff that wasn't even good for my body, you know, not even necessarily lean meats. But eventually I was like, okay, I got to get on the right path. So fast forward to December, I said, okay, T, you have to do this. You know, you're getting older in age. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I had gestational diabetes when I was pregnant with my daughter. And I was taking it serious, but then like somewhere in between, I just wasn't. So I was just like, you know what? I need to sit back and reevaluate. What can I do? And I'm getting emotional thinking about it, because it's like, man, you know, you're not taking care of your body. You need to take care of your body. You need to be able to be here for not only just for yourself, but for your daughter. You have a family.
Right.
So I sat back and I was like, let me reevaluate. What can I do to make sure that I get on track? So I made up a plan in December. Come January 1st, I am going to be completely plant-based. And I still gave myself that window within that first month. Okay, T, if you need to get a little piece of meat, you know, or if you're craving this and that, you can do that. But only if you want to, and it has to be, you know, maybe on the weekend or something like that.
Right, okay.
And then I just made sure that I was prepared. Come January 1st, I went completely plant-based. I didn't have any cheat days at all. So I was like, okay, well, let me carry it over to February. Let me carry it over. So I have been plant-based completely 100% since January 1st. And
congratulations.
I'm getting back to that happy. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm getting back to that happy like I had the first time around when I tried out plant-based after 3 or 4 months. So, but yeah, so I'm just like so ecstatic it's like a life changer. This time around, I have my family dibbling and dabbling into the plant-based diet.
Okay, okay.
So some days they won't even, you know, take in any kind of dairy. They won't take in any kind of meat or anything. So
wow.
I really, really love that. And I think also that I also have been cooking. I've been experimenting
yeah.
with different foods. People that really know that I'm very picky in particular about texture. So I love that this time around I've been really experimenting with different things. So I haven't missed anything this time around at all. I just have been like, you know, it's like breathing. Like, okay, let me go make this plant-based meal. It's not, you know, something that I think before it was kind of hard for me to come up with different meals that would satisfy me. But this one, I'm not missing anything.
Wow, I love it. I love it. You mentioned a great point when you said your family is starting mm-hmm. to eat more like meatless meals. And just tell me how that is going though. Tell me a little more about like how Ade, like does she know that it's vegan or she's just eating it? You know, like how does that work?
Yeah, so she gets really excited about, you know, things being, you know, plant-based. So like, you know, because of course she doesn't understand the difference between plant-based and being vegan and stuff like that.
Right.
So she's always like using the term vegan. And so she's like, Mom, is that your vegan? Can I have some of your vegan ice cream? Like, and she loves it. Like, so like with it, let's just say if it's something that's, you know, junk food like ice cream, you know, she loves it. But I also made a dish, I can't remember what it was exactly, but I think it was like some kind of rice dish, but it had, you know, vegetables and stuff like that up in there. No meat at all. I think it was cauliflower in it. And she enjoyed it. She enjoyed it. It was like, she didn't miss it at all. And she's kind of like, a vegetarian anyway. Like every once in a while, she'll dibble and dabble in the meat industry. But she typically, you know, she could do with or without, you know, any kind of meat. Now my husband, now that guy there, he loves him some fish. He'll eat red meat here and there, but he ain't opposed to no burger.
Okay.
But he loves his fish and he loves his cheese. They both love cheese. But, you know, when I make these dishes, they don't have dairy in them, you know,
yeah.
obviously, and they don't have meat in them. And, you know, I've heard some good reviews about some of the stuff. Of course, naturally, if it's too, you know, grainy for my daughter, then she's just like, she'll try it. But, you know, she's like, okay, I'll let you have that. It's good, but I'll let you have that.
Right.
But it's a lot of dishes that I can recreate that aren't dairy. And she's just sat down and, you know, enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't miss the dairy. She didn't miss the...
Oh, go on. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so, she didn't miss the dairy and she didn't miss the meat. And then my husband, I just made this chickpea stew the other day, and I was shocked that he didn't have any meat on the side at all.
Okay.
Like, he just was like, I like this.
I love it. Oh my goodness. So, as far as the dairy, have you found any like substitutes that are plant-based that you like?
With dairy, it's kind of hard for me to find something that's a good substitute, but I'm fine without having it. But there is chow, I believe. I like that for the cheese.
Okay.
And then there is this other company, which I can't even remember the name of, that I use for like, you know, shredded cheddar. But other than that, like, I don't really use a lot of dairy substitutes now. If we're talking about other substitutes like eggs, I used to didn't like eggs at all, But now, these dang on just eggs?
Yeah!
Child, it's something about it when you season it and stuff like that. It's so delicious.
Oh,
like, it's better than real eggs.
Yes, it is so good.
I'm trying to think of something else that I really...
What do you do for your butter?
For my butter? Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, you're right. So that's my butter I use... what is that brand? I can't believe it's not butter.
Okay. Okay.
And then, what else? There's another brand too.
I use Earth Balance. Do you use
Earth Balance too. Yeah. And so I kind of teeter between using the almond butter and the olive oil butter.
Nice. So I have a bit of a funny story to tell our audience regarding this airing. So Tierra and I agree that we hate Daiya cheese. We hate it. We do not like Daiya cheese, right? And a couple weeks ago, we were at our friend Tamika's house with Chantel Vegan.
Yes! Yes!
And we had a burger.
I don't know where you're going with this, but yes.
We had a burger that had, you know, the Daiya cheese on it. We were like, oh my gosh, this burger is so good.
I couldn't even believe it. I was like, it really tastes cheesy. I mean, this is like the closest thing that I've had to cheese. Yeah, when they said that it was like cheese, I was like, I was going in on that.
No.
That is,
it was so funny.
Hilarious.
It was, but I do feel, I have realized that when it comes to the cheeses, I do prefer them to be melted. It tastes better to be melted.
Yeah,
but that melted cheese on the Daiya pizza is horrible. I hate it.
Yeah. And are you talking about the frozen pizza?
Yeah.
Or are you just saying like in general?
The frozen pizza, that frozen Daiya cheese pizza is horrible. Well, I don't like
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess I won't be getting any sponsorships from Daiya, huh?
Well, maybe they'll look at this because I heard that there's more than one person or two people that don't like it. So maybe they'll hear this and try and step up their game with their recipe on their cheese.
Right. So you mentioned that you're cooking more. And what are some of your favorite recipes that you've been doing?
Oh, goodness. I don't think I've sat down and really honed in on one type of recipe. But I know my go-to is, you know, always, you know, soul food. So, like, my go-to, like, if it's just, like, a lazy, you know, week and I don't really want to cook that much, I'll put some collard greens on and then I'll do some black-eyed peas. Those are just, like, my actual go-to, but I've been experiencing a lot more with, you know, a lot of rice dishes, like more like, so my husband, he's Ghanaian, so I've been trying to, you know, incorporate those kind of like rice, cultural dishes more than anything.
Yeah. I think I saw some of that on your Instagram stories. It looks so good.
Yeah, and it was good. I've been using not just, you know, things that I've been like trying to doctor up myself, but I've been using different vegan recipes. I think I have maybe about 6 or 7 recipe books.
Oh, wow.
Now, and they're all my recipe books are all vegan. And I think 3 out of the 6 are black authors.
Oh, I love it.
Which
what's that guy you told me that you, Darius Cooks, you are a fan of him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But Darius, just so people won't go off on me, Darius is not vegan. However, he did come out with a vegan cookbook. So.
Yes, and I think he did. Overall, there have been some misses in there, but overall, I would definitely give it, you know, high ratings for sure. It's a good book for you to go to, especially for beginners.
Absolutely, absolutely. What are some of your favorite restaurants here in Chicago?
So my favorite one, which is gonna be super crazy because people that also know me know that I do not like Asian food, okay? In any capacity, okay? But there's this place called Urban Vegan that is pretty much traditional Asian inspired
right.
food. And let me tell you, it is delicious. I love it. I don't get to get to it too often because I'm on the south side and that's, you know, more north. But that's my favorite spot. And then I love Chicago Diner. And if it's like a grab and go, I like native foods.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Urban Vegan. That's one of my favorites too.
Yes, it's so delicious, right?
It really is. It really is. And I think both of our favorite dishes is the orange chicken, I would say.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, the orange chicken. I don't mind that teriyaki, though. That's pretty tasty as well.
Oh, I don't think I've tried the teriyaki yet.
Really?
I don't think I have.
Yeah, that was the dish that got me hooked. I think I had the teriyaki dish and then I had the orange chicken on the side. That sounds so like over the top with all the food I had.
But, We were celebrating.
Yes.
Yes. It's funny that you mentioned Urban Vegan because I went by there yesterday and I got their mango and sticky rice. Girl.
I haven't heard of that one yet.
Yeah, it's really, really good. It's more like a dessert dish. It's sweet, but it's so, so good. And you would never think of having rice with mango like that, but the way they make
right.
it, they put like coconut cream in it. They make it real sweet. It's like a green color and a white color mix. Really, really good.
I'm gonna have to try that.
Yeah. I don't know about your texture thing. I don't know if you would like it.
But I'll still try it though. That's the whole thing that I've been trying to do now is just making sure I try different things, you know.
Yes.
Even if it's like revisiting something that I've tried in the past, I've been like, let's try it. What's it gonna hurt?
Yes. Tierra, I know that there are some people here right now that are so concerned about one thing in our lives, and that is, where do you get your protein from?
Child. I just think that's the craziest thing, don't you? Like,
pretty much.
I really don't understand how like so many people are like misinformed with, you know, different ways of you getting, you know, proteins or whatever it is that you're eating. You know, I just think that that's so bizarre that people don't realize you can get it from this, you can get it from that.
Right.
Okay, eat some of this and, you know, just maybe up your portions on certain things anyway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just with a regular diet, you know. You need to make sure that you're eating a certain amount of this, maybe less of this, maybe more of this, even with not even eating a plant-based diet.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I make a lot of stuff that, you know, no matter what I make, I try to make sure that I have something in there that's going to make sure I have a completely balanced meal.
Right. So you're not protein deficient at all, correct? Just so we're
not
clear.
At all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
All right. Well, you know what? This has been an absolute pleasure, Tierra.
Yes, thank you.
Can you please tell everyone how we can get in contact with you, regarding your photography work and your clothing designing as well.
Yes. So I'll start off with my photography. So my photography, you can, I have my Instagram handle and my Facebook handle. And it's Verse Biko. You just type that in, pull it up. You can send me a DM. However, if you want to contact me through Loveverse for photography as well, my handles for all platforms is Love My Verse. So if you go on Instagram or even on Facebook, it's Love My Verse. And the website is lovemyverse.com. If you have any inquiries, you can email me at info@lovemyverse.com.
Awesome. Anything coming up? Anything we can expect for it? I know that, like, you're working on, I know it's, like, been on hold now as far as your designs, mm-hmm. but anything in the future coming that we can expect?
Yeah, so I've been putting on hold a collection of evening wear that was supposed to be due to come out this past June, but I'm just waiting for everything to clear out because I have something special for that that will be coming out very, 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 very soon because we're going to speak it into existence that all of this stuff with the coronavirus is over soon.
Yes.
But as soon as that clears up and people are able to really go and have fun and go to, you know, fancy places and whatnot, or even if you just want to be at home or take a cute little photo shoot,
right,
or something like that, I am going to release this collection for beautiful women of all shapes and sizes.
I love it. And oh yeah, I did not mention that as far as her clothing, she designs from a size 0 to a size 26, you know, she designs mm-hmm. for everybody, which I love. Yep. And I think that's important.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes.
Well, again, thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of Radish on the Runway. This was a pleasure. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you so much for being a supportive friend in this transition of being plant-based.
Yes.
I love it.
And actually, I have one more question for you. I'm glad we kept talking.
Uh-huh.
What type of advice would you give to a person who wants to transition to becoming plant-based?
You know what? I would just say, before you start doing this, make sure you sit down and come up with a plan. Make sure you know the reason why you want to do this. You know, if you're doing it for someone else or if you're doing it because of the trend, don't do it.
Right.
If you're doing it to, you know, lose weight, that's cool and all, but don't do it. Do
yeah.
it because you're working on, for me, I think you should be doing it more so of working on being a healthier and better you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I agree. Well, thank you again, Tierra. This
thank
was
you.
A great, great, great interview, and I will make sure that all your links are at the bottom of this YouTube video so that people can go and make contact with you guys. And please, guys, check Tierra out. I mean, her clothing designs are dope. Her masks are dope. I have like 3 up in here. So yeah, thank you again for being a part of Radish on the Runway. This was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.